Okay, welcome everybody. Having the regular Wrightwood CSD meeting. Let the record show that all the directors are present tonight. So can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the agenda approval, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Alright, the agenda is approved. And the first thing is public comment. And I'll give it a minute in our regular Zoom meeting here. It might take a minute for somebody to raise their hand. Oh, there's a hand. I thought it's on here. There it is. Okay.
Hi, my name is Janine Little, and I've never attended this before, so I don't know exactly what the protocol is.
I'll be doing this exactly the right thing, Jerry. You can say whatever you want to the board. There's usually no interaction. We just listen to whatever your comment is.
Okay. Okay, so my concern was about CR&R not doing recycling.
Okay.
And being on the LA County side of town, my bill's been raised twice, which I totally understand. I'm not complaining about it, except that they're not doing recycling, and it seems like other companies have continued to recycling. I would think 5 months into the toilet thing that they would have figured something out. I now have to, if I don't want my recycling to go in my landfill, I'm going to have to check my recycling in the area. So I just thought that perhaps you guys could even talk to them and to have the contact to them and see if they're not going to be able to provide it, if we should get a reduction in our bill until they can provide that service.
Okay. I do have some information on that. I did talk to Frank. And they plan on getting the recycling going right about now. Like this month, they're kind of getting it back going. But it's difficult because all their workers work close together, and that's just the way it is. So they do have plans to get that going here pretty soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Jimmy. All right, I see Monica has a comment. One second, Monica. I'll sit there and we
Hi.
Hi,
I was just reading the board packet about the grant money, the $181,000. And I was wondering if you guys are going to take into consideration any of the ideas and about the three projects that specifically were actually brought to the community discussion with the meeting where Al took the time to meet with everybody and kind of get their ideas. I feel like the stuff that Lori mentioned, not all of that was, in like hardly any of that was really kind of a part of what the community came up with their ideas. That's it.
Okay. I think does somebody want to respond to that, or should we, I can respond really quick. We talked about this last week, and, the board is I know I'm somewhat skeptical that we'll actually see that money. So that, given the, what we know about California and the budget that, I think we want to wait until it's actually here before we...
We can't get it here.
And a bunch of time.
I was going to say, if you want to wait until we talk about the per capita grant, there's a bunch of information I have.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Monica.
Monica, I'd like to just say, because I went to a couple of our meetings, and at that time, we were talking anywhere from $2 million to $4 million for the grant. And Alan said, probably the minimum would be $200,000. But when we were talking about certain, things to do, we were talking, you know, $2 to $3 million. You know, $180,000 is a little bit different to do what we thought we could do when we were having those meetings, too.
Yeah, I think we'll talk about it more when we get down there, so.
Okay.
Can you hear a public comment? Okay, all right, that looks like it. Let's move on. Agency report. Let's see, do we have any agencies here tonight? RSL. I don't see any agencies there.
He was there.
He was under, what was the name?
I know I saw a picture of that one.
Oh, you did?
Yes. Yes.
Wait, there's iPhone. That's the other thing. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
How you doing?
Okay, so I think we just didn't grab it. We just said iPhone.
Yeah, I got to figure out how to rename my iPhone for Zoom.
Yeah.
So in the past month, there was 125 calls to service up in Wrightwood. Sheriff's Department says 8 reports, 3 of which were burglaries, one weapon report, and the rest were just miscellaneous reports. So as far as calls to service, we had 3 more calls in the last month, so we're right on par with everything that's been going on.
Well, what about the vandalism of the guy? Wasn't that guy arrested?
He was arrested. He is still in custody. excuse me. The DA did file charges on him. And we're awaiting a preliminary hearing for that case right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And on the weapons charge, that was a concealed weapon, right? Somebody had a concealed weapon. Is that there?
That was an incident that took place over at the skate park where supposedly someone pointed a gun at one of the kids at the skate park.
Okay.
Our detectives got involved with that. Search warrants were served. Interviews were done. And that case is being submitted to the district attorney's office.
So somebody was arrested?
There was no arrest made based on the evidence. However, based on all the evidence we got, I know I got some help getting some of the video from the skate park for that incident. Everything was packaged up and sent to the DA, and we're going to wait for the DA to make the final decision if they want to file charges or not.
Okay.
Great job on that video. Yeah, the video came in very handy for that case, and I appreciate all the help.
No problem.
Okay, all right, thank you very much. No other agencies here tonight. Susan's not here. Susan, if you're here, raise your hand. I don't recognize your ID, perhaps. She usually calls in on a phone number, I think. I don't see it.
Hey, Wes, let me add one thing in for Susan. The governor extended the Great States program for another month, September 9th. So there's restaurants around our community and in California are providing meals to our senior citizens. So there's another extension of September 9th.
That's good.
Thanks, man.
Be even better if they just opened it up.
I agree.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right. Thank you, Leo. And let's see. That's it for agency reports. Thank you very much, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And consent calendar. Can I, Chuck, did you look at the minutes? You said you looked at the minutes.
Yeah, they looked okay. So 1 minute was the 12 seconds. The second one looked okay.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Chuck. Can I have a motion to accept the consent counter?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor of the consent counter, say aye.
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 All those opposed? All right. Consent counter is approved. And item six, general manager report.
Okay, we've started the audit of our financial statements with Edie and Payne. An information page has been created and sent to the realtors in town to give to new buyers. The page lists phone numbers and websites for most of our agencies and facilities that new homeowners would need. We've seen an increase in requests for the new dump cards and are getting those out to the residents usually within a day of their call or email. The reserve for operations account was open and funded. Due to the pandemic, we are trying to get things in a really nice shape. The shed is being reorganized, and there's several items there that need to be disposed of, but we'll talk about that item number 9 on the agenda. The property tax files have been sent over to both Los Angeles and San Bernardino County. There are a few corrections to be made in the San Bernardino file, and the Los Angeles file is pending approval.
Great. Thank you.
A couple questions, Lori.
Yeah.
Where you say the information page has been created and sent to the realtors, is there a way we could get a copy of what was sent?
I'm sorry, you faded out there.
I said, is there a way we can get a copy of the stuff that you sent to the realtors?
Yeah, I will send you a copy.
And then the other one was, we've been waiting on the fabrication of the railing for the east side door. Do you have a timetable on when that's going to be finished?
Per my conversation or the email that I got from the contractor, hopefully by the end of next week. COVID, they sent the railing out to a powder coating company, and then the powder coating company was shut down for COVID reasons. So if they can't get it powder coated this week, then he's just making a new fabricated railing at no extra charge and sending it to a different coater.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
Any public comments on the general manager report? I'll give it a minute.
I have one question. Lori, did we ever find the replacement on that slide?
No, we have not. I was going to talk about it more during the grant thing, but basically I've had to close off the slide with a piece of plywood because I cannot find that slide anywhere. I even had somebody from one of the companies come out and look at it, and she does not know where it came from or anything. Best we can tell, the play structures are about 25-plus years old.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Well, so where you just had a couple people come up and look at that slide and try to figure out what we don't know who the manufacturer is?
No, I don't know who the manufacturer is. I don't know who the reseller is. One person came up and looked at it, but I also sent pictures of it to several other people trying to see if they could figure out what it was, what it belonged to, what company I should call, and I've gotten nowhere.
I noticed that Al is on the line here. Let me unmute Al for a second, okay? And because I know he worked on the playground stuff for a while, and I wonder if he knows who the manufacturer is. How you doing there, Al?
I'm doing terrific. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, Al. Hey, Al.
So do you know anything on this, on the playground equipment?
Well, the manufacturer, that the equipment was put into the park in 1997. The manufacturer, when we let's step back a little bit, when we had to get the chains for the bridge,
discovered
that the manufacturer was bankrupt or whatever, it's no longer around. We actually had to have those chains made by somebody else.
Okay.
The slide at that time, we could not find anything that would work. But there's a paraffin or there's a coating that you can put on that plastic from on the fiberglass, I should say. You can cover that and reinforce it. you might be able to reutilize. I don't know what the condition of the flat is now because it's a year later. But if you can reuse that, I would pull the slide off and recoat everything with fiberglass.
So that is a fiberglass slide.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's right. Fiberglass or plastic, but there's a coating you can get. I think you can even get it from Mike over at the hardware store.
Okay.
And apply it to the plant set for, you know, a period of time to harden and then reinstall.
Okay.
Might even be able to do it on site.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, well, thanks, Al. Appreciate that.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you want to try that, Lori, or if we can, maybe we could do something with that.
Okay, I'll look into it.
Is that a plastic slide, or as you know, or is it a fiberglass?
I believe it's fiberglass, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, because fiberglass can be thick. Okay. All right. Okay, if you could look into that, that would be, and it's, you know, maybe make some calls to, if it is made of fiberglass, we can maybe call a few fiberglass repairers, people that repair it.
Okay.
They just cut out repair fiberglass. Okay. All right. Let's see. Item 7, July 2020 finances.
Lori, on page 1 of 3.
Can't hear you, Chuck.
On page 1 of 3,
uh-huh.
Under insurance, I noticed that we're pretty much at where we budgeted. Does that mean that we paid these insurances in first of the month, July, and are we pretty well done for the year unless we add people?
Okay. If you would face the computer when you're talking, it would make it easier to understand. But you're asking about the insurance.
Insurance,
the insurance is the full year, and it was paid actually in June. So, but because of the audit and everything, it goes into the July. The only thing that may change is we had to submit payroll numbers to workers' comp, and they were a little bit off by like maybe $800 at the most. So we may get an extra charge for the workers' comp for last year, but that should be everything.
Okay, on page 2 of 3, under repairs and maintenance, I noticed security. You've got $241. We budgeted $600. Is that $241 a monthly? Is it a quarterly? Is it? Because if it's a monthly, we're going to go way over what we budget.
No. It's actually what was left over after the prepaid expenses. We prepaid for a year worth of security, but some of it goes into 20 this year as opposed to last year. So that's this year's portion, and I believe we'll be up for renewal in December.
Is that now, Lori? I know that I find a check for $600-something, co-signed on a check for Mountain Hardware. And you had made a comment that, hey, we're doing a bunch of repairs around here because we're looking for stuff to do, trying to screw something up. Is that on here somewhere? Because that adds up, you know, if we're going to be doing that all the time.
It's under job supplies, most of it. Yeah, it's account
5150.3. Yeah, job supplies. Okay. We budgeted $12,000 for that. Okay.
And then the last question, Lori, on this portion is, and maybe you want to do this later on, it's $3,000 for a CR&R, a community, I don't know what you call it.
Oh, that's an item on the agenda.
Okay, so I'll wait on that. On the check register, you have check number 1854 for skate park interest, a revolving loan fund.
Yep.
For $1,262.51.
Yeah.
Is this something that we're going to keep getting? Have we finished the interest on this loan, or what's the balance that's still outstanding?
That should take care of the balance that's still outstanding. During the month of April, I tried three times to get in contact with somebody from the county of San Bernardino. I sent emails, I made phone calls to confirm the balance before we sent the check. Never got anything back, so we sent the check for $27,000, and just the last 2 weeks, I've got communications from them about additional interest, and they sent me the work paperwork on it, and it looks like it's calculated right.
So the loan fund was done, the $27,000 and whatever other stuff we had for the skate park. The county was holding that loan?
Well, no, we just didn't know what the final payoff was. So we just sent the normal payment. Or Lori just sent the normal payment.
Right.
But we didn't know what the final payoff was. And
okay, and this
payoff was slightly more.
What we know is the final payoff?
Yes.
Okay, now the other question then would be, we have an election expense outstanding of $10,583. That was going back to the first one, and what you and I believe it was you and Al that made that agreement to pay off what they had. Now, is the county holding a loan type of situation on that too, or is that the total of $10,000?
No, it's every year for 6 years.
No, I understand that, but are we getting hit with a loan, what is it, a loan fund on that money?
You mean the interest?
Yeah, from the county?
There's no interest.
Okay.
So.
That's all I had on the financial.
Okay, anybody else have any questions? And anybody has any questions for the board on the finances? And I'll take public comments on that, if there are any. Okay. Let's move on to item 8, per capita grant.
Okay.
Lori, you want to speak on this?
Oh, yes. On July 24th, I attended a virtual workshop for the per capita grant. The workshop went over how to fill out the application for our project and the grant award. Per the Parks Department, the grant money has been set aside because it was voted on, and it is available now. However, they urged us to start getting our project set and the paperwork started, as there is a slim possibility that the funds may be pulled for other things. Mm-hmm. In light of that, we should start moving forward on choosing the projects we would like to use the grant money on. The paperwork for the full grant amount, $181,474, has to be completed. We have to submit everything for that dollar amount at one time.
Okay.
So I gave you, I put down some thoughts on things that we could do. Some of it was part of Al's plan. Some of it is stuff that the community building needs. Basically, new playground equipment to completely redo the playground, $80,000 to $100,000. And I do have two quotes on that, but it's going to have to go through a bid process if you decide to do that. Mm-hmm. If you want to make the parking lot ADA, it's $40,000. And just
what does that mean? Make it ADA.
Re-level it and fill it in so that it's at the same, that the grade is correct.
There's no way that can only be 40,000.
I got that when I was trying to get quotes on the parking lot striping. One company misunderstood what I wanted, and so they gave me the quote of about $40,000 to redo the parking lot. I think it was Yagoyan paving.
So rip out all the pavement, level it out, and repave it.
Yeah. I'd have to pull the
$40,000?
Yeah.
I am very skeptical of that. I don't think so.
Well, I would say if that's something you want to do, we have to put it out to bid. So.
Yeah. Okay.
I even had an email from Hank Hallmark about installing waterless urinals in the public restroom.
Yeah. Okay.
We have no costs on that, though, do we, Lori?
No, and I've got costs associated with most of the stuff on the page. Most of them are just general. Bringing somebody out to give me a quote was a little bit, it's time-consuming for them. I did find out that the windows for the community building would be about $5,800.
For how many?
All of them.
All of them?
All of them.
Hmm. Now, is this all covered under the parks? Since the per capita grant, it's all based on parks?
It's parks and recreation, and basically, most of this stuff can be covered under parks and recreation. Even extending the office in the community building, because that would allow us to put a third person in there eventually as a parks and rec person, would be covered. I've checked most of this stuff with our advisor, and she was fine with everything.
Okay, If I remember, I'm sorry, but who was...
Oh, go ahead, Chuck, that's okay. Go ahead.
Okay, if I remember correctly, when Al was presenting this, the way I understood it is, yes, you have to put together your total amount called $181,000, but we would have to pay for that up front and then bill the state for the actual grant money after we had... paid it up front and had the invoices from contractors. Is that how you understood it?
No. Basically, we have to fill out the application telling them what we want to do with all this money. And then when it comes down to requesting money, there's a request. And we can start, we can request some in advance. We can, but they don't like to do a lot of advances, so we could request some in advance, but for the most part, yeah, we'd have to fork it over first before they pay.
So if we put out the money up front and then the state, for whatever happens, they got to pay their own bills and that money goes away, then we're pretty well stuck with whatever we put out up front.
No. No. Once our projects are approved and we have dates for those projects and dates for payments to be made, then that money can't be touched. I have a question. I had thought we applied for one that was like a 20-80, I thought it was, where we had to come up with 20% of the amount of the grant. Am I wrong about that? Does everyone remember that?
I remember it.
I say part of this grant, certain communities have to do some type of matching funds. However, we do not have to do part of matching funds. I've already run the report on it, and we don't have to do the 20% match.
Okay, so just to be clear, this is 100% grant.
Yep.
Of that $181,000.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I would suggest that we have some kind of priority that we have here. It is a parks and rec grant. I would suggest that it should go to that. That I would bias it much more towards whatever is parks and rec and less on the building and things like that. I don't feel that's parks and rec.
I agree with you, Wes, and I would like to see perhaps between now and the next board meeting, us maybe form another ad hoc committee and put together some community meetings again, like Al and Monica did originally, and put out there that this is the dollar amount that we have, $180,000 now, and come up with, get some community input and come up with some ideas from there. Because, I appreciate, Lori, that you put, this list together and the prices and whatnot, but I really would like to hear from the community now that we know how much money we're really going to get, what they want to see us do with $180,000.
The only problem that I have with that is they were urging us to get the paperwork in as soon as possible. And until we got those projects set, we couldn't do that.
But what's the date?
There's no drop-dead date, but because of the situation with the state and how much money they're using, they want to make sure that they get this money where it's supposed to go.
But I don't know what that means. I mean, things go slow. That's just the way these things work. You got to have an ad hoc. You've got to people have to do research, they have lives, they have all this other stuff. You need to pay.
And even get quotes on things like this, because, you know, this is like a general idea, but even between now and the next board meeting, research would have to be done on all of this. You know, I know that you've done some, but we would have to really look at the paperwork. We couldn't just say today, like, oh, you know, we want to get a new ice maker without having, like, a quote for that ice maker. So I would just prefer that we put it out there and, you know, make some quick community meetings happen. I would happily head that ad hoc committee and try and get some meetings organized as soon as possible.
And who wants to be on the ad hoc with Natalie?
I can do it with Natalie.
Okay.
Thank you, Michelle. And to the rest of the board, the way that Al and Monica did it originally, which was part of the way they were supposed to do it, was have meetings at different times of the day. Would you prefer that we structure it like that so that we get people to attend at different times of the day so that we can make sure we're hearing from everybody? Or
we can either do a Zoom, right?
And
people can... It wouldn't have to be in person or anything. I would suggest you do a Zoom meeting. You'd get a lot more attendance.
Hey, Wes, unmute Steve.
Oh. I thought he was awful quiet.
He's over there jumping up and down trying to get your attention.
Well, if you're going to invite a public comment, I'd recommend that you... That would be an ad hoc committee. It would be a standing committee of the board. Require notice and agenda, and then all of your typical requirements that you have here for meetings. The non-committee board members would not be able to participate, but they could listen in. So you would treat it in the same way as you would a regular board meeting, with the notice and agenda and public participation. And that way you can get public input. And so you would want to call it a standing committee. As far as the grant stuff goes, have we received anything in writing?
Yes, I've gotten a couple of emails.
No grant contract?
No, I don't have the grant contract yet.
Okay, so typically what would happen, and I don't know if Al could... has a comment on this, since he's been through the process quite a few times. But typically what happens is that there is a grant agreement, and that grant agreement lays out what the requirements are for application. And that typically means you have to go, they'll set forth, so you've got to have the bid documents, you've got to go through all of your competitive bidding requirements. You've got to go through any CEQA environmental review, and they list all of the grant conditions that we have to meet in order to get the grant money.
I'm sorry, Steve. That's part of the application package, is all of that.
So there is a little bit of a chicken and an egg thing, where if you're sending out and getting bids, and then awarding contracts, and you don't have a contract with the state yet for grant monies, it's got to be, my point is, it's got to be very tightly coordinated. And so it would be interesting, it would be worth getting a copy of the grant agreement so that the board is aware of all of the conditions that will be attached to the grant monies. Because grant money is not... It's not free money, no matter what it says. There are conditions that are attached to it that sometimes can be very onerous, and the board needs to be aware of those conditions.
Yeah, I agree. And I've got to have a list of these. I've got to have the punch. Well, surely they have the punch.
If I can interject a little bit. The grant funding is a Proposition 68 from money. I think it's 2016, and the funds are there, okay? But, as Mr. Kennedy has mentioned before, there are times when the state decides they're going to reroute that, but they can't reroute it permanently. They have to still pay it back. we all experienced this before the CSC was formed, but other agencies experienced this, other cities experienced this, and the funding did eventually come back, but there is no real timeline on it. So there is a caution to be had. The copy of the contract is in the guidelines. If you pull up the guidelines, there's a template there of what the contract would look like.
You're right. I recall that contract in the packet of stuff that was originally just that Mr. Morris had originally submitted to the board. I didn't know if that still that was the template agreement. I don't know if there was an actual document that has been prepared yet for consideration by the board.
Well, from what I can gather, there was some modifications of the guidelines, but the new guidelines, the revised, came out in January of this year, but it wasn't really released until the grant funding was released, which is what, about 2 months ago? So, I looked at the new guidelines, you know, the acronyms and everything, but I looked at them. There wasn't a whole lot of changes, but there was some nice changes. But yeah, the CEQA and all that stuff is all part of the process that needs to be done with the application. You submit the application and your estimated cost, not your actual cost, but your estimated cost. But you really need to be close to your estimated cost, because if you're way off, That's just a no-no. But you do that, they do it, they accept it, and then they send the contract. Now, something that is also noted, if you're doing, like, say, something in the kids' park, and you're doing something in the community building, that's two separate applications. Okay, that's not, you can't have one application for both, because there's two different parks. If they were in the same park, then it would be one application. But you have two different designated parks. California knows that designation.
Yeah, but then you do make applications like that, or is it just one application for your grant?
No, it's multiple applications up to the grant amount.
I see.
Correct.
If we were thinking playground equipment and, for example, the ground cover for the skate park and that, could that all be under one app, or is that two separate apps also?
Whatever is applicable to a particular park. So whatever you have that's together with the kids' park, I think the kids' park, the back park, and that way the house, sure. And I think you can get... I think there's a good argument to make that the skate park is part of the Hollis Stewart park, because it's all on that one side.
Right.
If the state, for some reason, wanted to segregate that, they could do that, and you'd feel like a loser. But
Natalie and Michelle, I'd recommend you get a hold of Randy and Pam with the Property Owners Association. They might help being able to get the word out and get people to come to your meeting on Zoom or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say just let you guys come up with the priority raise to the board, and we just proceed from there. But, and Jordy, if you could get the date of when this stuff has got to be turned in, it can't just be open-ended.
No, it's not. It's December of 2023.
What the hell?
Oh.
That's not the application. That's the deadline to have the work completed. And then to have the completion package to the state is March of 2024.
And can you use that funds and raise additional funds and combine it with grant money to do a larger project?
Sure.
That's legal. Per the requirements or the guidelines?
Yeah.
I know sometimes that isn't. I mean, you've read through the guidelines, but you know that for sure?
Yes. I went through the class and they discussed that particular point. And the only thing you can't do is use grant funds to replace some of your regular budgeted amounts.
I have a question
about the what Steve was talking about the kind of committee we formed. So originally when we surveyed and got information about how the community felt, like what Monica was speaking about during the public comment tonight, Natalie, can you remind us of how that was acquired, that information?
I believe that Monica and Al organized four public meetings, and they had them at different times of the day, and they just had people come and, you know, give ideas on what they would like to see if we were to potentially get a park grant. And one in particular that was talked about was the big project. That's what Chuck was talking about with the $2 to $4 million. That was to put in a new park on the east side of town over by the Wright Mountain development. But that one, again, was priced at like $2 million, I think, at the least. And, but we do have that documentation that was given to us back when this was first talked about. And there was interest in a bike park to be added in that area as well, and I have that printed out today. Actually, I was looking back, and there was like 260 people that signed a petition to do a bike park. So, you know, those were a couple of ideas that, you know, I looked at today that were on the first list that we got in the packet. So I would just suggest that now that we have a number, that we, you know, reach back out to the community and say, you know, it's looking like we have this much. What do we want to see happen with it?
Perfect. So thank you, Natalie. So Steve, is the reason that they didn't have to, that we didn't have a standing committee back then because Al and Monica were doing it and they weren't board members?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
The only thing I want the committee to remember is we have to be able to operate and maintain whatever we do with this money for the next 30 years.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point.
Yeah. Monica, is that, did we address some of the things you were talking about it before we started with?
Give me one second.
Oh,
and I could add real quick, a lot of interest in a dog park, because that's been mentioned many times.
Okay.
Yeah, Steve has answered it, and I'm appreciative that it's going to go back out to the community for more, you know, just for ideas, because that was really important.
Okay. Thank you.
Steve, do we need to have a motion to form the standing committee?
I think that would be good.
Okay, can I have a motion to have Michelle and Natalie in a standing committee?
So moved.
Oh, second? Can I second?
Yeah, Leo's muted again, so he can't.
I don't think this is subliminal. Okay. All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. All right. The motion carries. We have a standing committee.
I have one more question real quick before we move on to Steve. Do we agendizing these Zoom meetings, are they under the same parameters as our regular meetings or?
Yes.
Okay. Great.
Exactly the same, yeah.
Okay,
So I have a standard login, a standard setup. I'll give that to you. Should I give that to you, Natalie, or?
Yeah, if you could give it to me and Michelle, just in case. I'm delinquent on my checking my email, so.
Hey, I can show you how to do it, and it's no problem.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. And just a reminder to the other non-committee board members, kind of a big deal under the Brown Act, but to sit on, if you're sitting in on the committee meeting, please do not participate. I know it's going to be counterintuitive, but you can't. And so please refrain from that.
Would you remind us of why, Steve? I remind us of the part of the Brown Act that addresses that.
Because it's agendized as a committee meeting, that if a third member of the board participates, then that makes it a board meeting because the court is participating. And so that's the reason.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
If committees can't make any decisions, so non-committee board members, you're still you're going to be responsible for the decision-making process. But as far as participation, it's not being agendized as a board meeting, but as a committee meeting. So that's why.
Okay.
So any of the other directors that want to listen in, just go to Leo because he's permanently.
This is a question of the rest of the board, but would you prefer if we did it as a special meeting so everybody could discuss it all together instead of having a standing committee, or would you prefer that Michelle and I do it?
I think, from my point of view, I completely trust you guys. This is your thing.
Well, and also, we're really gathering information to bring back to the board. We're not going to make, even if it was part of a board meeting, we're not necessarily going to make any decision that first night, especially if we want to hold more than one meeting. So, to me, it's
we want input from the community.
Okay,
that's the whole point of this, is to get input from the community, and then you guys come with whatever recommendations you have, and then the board votes on it the way I understand it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Fine. Any other public comments? We'll give it a second here.
I got a hand from Tim.
Okay, let me find it.
Now I got a thumbs up. I guess she likes it.
Okay, Al's got a hand up.
Yeah.
Al's got a hand up?
No, he had a clapping. He likes
those. Oh. with all these emojis.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to surplus inventory. Special pop flash. You, Lori?
Yeah. We currently have several items that I'm requesting to be labeled surplus and disposed of. They are the deep fryer that's non-operational. We may get some recycling money from it, but it's not going to be much. It's that. There's a blue rocket ride-on toy that's not repairable. There's an old all-in-one computer. There's old doors and black plastic playground walls left over from CSA 56. And there are pictures of everything on page 16.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
I'm willing to declare that it's all junk.
Me too.
Agree.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to declare this at zero value?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All right. Here we go for your surplus inventory.
Thank you.
I see a comment from Al. Just 1 second here. Stuff moves around a lot, so it's able to pick it up. There you go.
I need to apologize. When I raised my class hand up, I thought I was raising my hand.
Oh.
On the last issue. All I wanted to do is to say, I'm really proud of you guys. You're doing a great job. If you need some clarity from me about what we did before or how things apply, I'm more than willing to work with you guys. And provide that. I think it's very proactive for the whole community to be able to get this funding and to be able to utilize it in a really good manner. That's all I wanted to say. Take care.
Thank you, Al. Thanks for your time,
Al.
For everything.
Thank you, Al.
And Lori, thanks to you for your work on getting this.
Okay. For the disposed parking lot rental, item 10.
During the July 7th board meeting, the board voted to allow the craft fair rental to be on July 26th. The proposed renter was also requesting August 29th and October 24th. Since the board voted on the specific July 25th date, we need to discuss if the August 29th and October 24th dates are approved.
Yeah, I think I'm willing to do it. This is outdoor, right?
Yeah, it's in the parking lot.
I was just wondering how the July 25th craft fair went. Was it okay, or does anybody know? Did they hold it?
They did hold it. I did not stop. And I was in and out of the building once, but I did not stop because I didn't want to expose myself to any more jerks.
Understand. Understandable.
So what is our current county's requirement in terms of social gatherings and such? I feel like it's gotten a little stricter since our last meeting.
You know what?
And I'm not finding anything official on the website right now.
I don't think
there's any additional restrictions on that. You know, you're still, restaurants can still have their stuff outdoors, just all the typical, you know, you need to make sure you have a pass.
6 feet.
Yeah. So distance.
So this wouldn't count under public gatherings, right? It counts more as the business side? Because the public gathering part was what I thought had been restricted.
Hey, Lauren, what was that July date again?
July 25th.
And what about the October one?
There's August 29th and October 24th.
Is there a question?
Yeah.
Okay, there might be a Chili Fest there in October. I don't know what date that is. That's from the Chamber. I think it's part of the Chamber.
Okay.
I think it's usually the first weekend in October.
I'd like to hear from Dominique here. She's here. Let me unmute.
Hi, everybody.
Hi there.
Hey. Okay, as far as July 25th, it went awesome. It really went well. There was my only concern, honestly, was because I was mandating masks and I was afraid someone was going to start something. Nothing happened. Everyone was great. The vendors were really happy. Everyone made money. It was social distancing. I had hand sanitizer at every booth. It went really, really well. So we've had these dates reserved for months. I mean, I want to say since last year I reserved them I've got two more in November and December, but they're normally indoors, and so I can't even fathom being able to do those right now, but I'd really like to get these two done. So it will be August 25th and October 24th. I'm so sorry, August 29th and October 24th.
Michelle, is there a limit to the number of people that the state county is saying you can have at these events?
That's what I was asking and questioning, and I'm looking on the website. I'm not finding
that
information.
And we don't get large groups. They kind of come in waves, more like a farmer's market does. It's not like a fair we don't get a lot of people all at once.
When is the Chili Fest, though?
I do not believe it's the same date because, as I said, these dates were picked and reserved to me months ago. So they wouldn't have reserved them on the same day as the Chili Fest.
Okay,
it's an early October.
It's traditionally an early October. I don't know what the date was set for this year, but have they contacted, did they actually indicated that they're going to hold it?
I haven't heard.
Okay.
If it's Lori, nobody's reserved it? Chili Fest?
I don't have the calendar in front of me. I don't know, but
I had reserved it months ago, if not last year. I've had these dates picked for a year now.
Okay. As I was saying, I believe the Chili date is the 7th, but I can double check on it, and yes, it is reserved with the building, and it does not conflict with the craft fair.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have Another public comment here. One second. Dominique, coming to you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, Randy.
Hey, Lori. Left, it's Randy, over WWPOA. I know Pam Wright is on, and she's a project manager, but she's also been very active in the chambers. Unless she corrects me, the chamber is essentially non-functional at this point. They haven't had a meeting or anything for the entire year, and I don't think anything's scheduled. So who knows what's going to happen. So Pam, if you're listening, go ahead, raise your hand if you want to contribute, and otherwise I'm going to go back on mute.
Thanks, Randy. Thanks, Randy. Leo, you had a question for me?
Oh, I was just looking at the chamber website. It was 10-10, October 10th.
Okay.
So it says.
Okay, well, I would be willing to allow those dates. How does the rest of the board feel?
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
I agree.
Okay.
Long as the county or state doesn't increase whatever they're increasing, I'm fine on it.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve the parking lot rental for the 2 days mentioned?
So moved.
Second.
Beat it. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. All right. Parking lot rental is done. Item 11, community cleanup.
I reached out to CR&R in regards to having a community cleanup day. This would be located at the community building parking lot, and CR&R would staff the event. Residents would be allowed to bring bulky items and other items that won't fit into their trash receptacles and possibly e-waste. I did ask the community via Facebook what they were interested in, and they were all for this. The only thing that they wanted to add besides the e-waste would be hazardous waste. Today I got the price of adding hazardous waste, and we can't do it. It's like $20,000. So that part has to go out. But the cost for the CSD would be about $3,000, maybe a little bit less, to run the event, but we'd have to hold it after the state opens back up.
I don't think we have $3,000 for that. I don't even understand that. Where is the cost of that?
Having CR&R do the pickups and staffing the event.
I guess I would have to hear more about that. Did you talk to Brandon about that?
No, I talked to Dan.
Yeah,
who?
You've got to talk to Brent, okay? Because he's the brain behind that.
Well, Brent was supposed to be at the meeting, but he didn't show up.
Well, he's on vacation.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
Okay.
I would suggest that you talk to Brent.
Okay.
He's really... Our guy is CR&R. The guy is, I just can't say enough good things about Brent. He's just done so much for us that he might have some really good ideas.
Okay.
And if we're looking, Lori, at $3,000 to put this on, I have to be against that right now from a budget standpoint.
Okay.
Well, I don't think the state's opening up anytime soon, so I think this is...
No,
we have time to look into it and see what is possible.
I don't even know what that means, opening up.
I was going to say, several people suggested after either the Memorial Day or Labor Day yard sale weekend, which I know we're not going to make Labor Day, so.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Lori, for checking in on that. I really like the idea, and I did see that you reached out to the community on Facebook, and it looked to me like you got a lot of comments on there, so I do appreciate you polling the community on that.
I agree. Great idea.
Thanks, Lori.
Okay, I have a public comment here for Randy. One second, maybe.
The only thing, Lori, I would add is give John Aziz a call if you can, because he ran all the ones, these previous
recycling and all that stuff through the CSD, through the FireSafe console, and he may be able to give you some insight as well.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
Thank you, Randy.
Okay. Okay, item 12, rate variance for the Lions Club.
Yeah, the Lions Club is asking for a rate variance for the canceled February 8th bingo they were going to have. And I've put the request in your board packet, and I believe Vicki's on the line.
Is it all filled out and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It says it was originally reserved back in February. However, there was nearly a foot of new snow, and the stairs and parking lot had black ice. It was too risky to have guests come into the building. I don't have any problem with this because if any other group had reserved it, they would have canceled too.
What's the timeline? What's the policy as far as cancellation, Lori?
Oh God! Can you unmute Tammy? She knows it off the top of her head. I have to read it.
Well, okay, but okay. So rate variance for the Lions Club for the building, but we're not opening the building, right?
No, they don't want to be built for an event they canceled in February because of weather.
Yeah, the building was open.
They didn't cancel in time to qualify for no charge. Are they saying that because of weather, can you please waive the rate?
Well, yeah.
$27.
Let's hear from Vicki.
I don't understand why he couldn't cancel. Vicki, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, it was, I looked back in the newspaper archives of the weather just to make sure what the dating timing was. And it had snowed a couple days before the bingo. So technically, you know, if we canceled it, we only had gave her a two-day notice. And, you know, we couldn't have our seniors climbing up those steps at that time. Yeah. So,
what's the policy on cancellation?
Well, I'm not sure, but I'm sure it's more than 2 day notice.
Tammy texted me and said it's 30 days. However, if it, was due to weather, it would have been fine if they just canceled beforehand, but we didn't receive a cancellation notice.
So I don't recall, I thought one of the other Lion members had emailed them, but I don't have any copy of that.
Yeah, okay. So how much money is it?
$27.
Yeah, it's not a lot of money.
Let's just go ahead with that. So, sure, we could have a motion to refund the Lion Club for the February meeting. Okay?
So let me just clarify one thing first. So, Lori, the only real impact was that somebody was on call that night and they didn't know that the event was not happening. Is that
correct?
Okay, cool.
Oh, and we would have set the heater to be on during the times that they would be there.
Okay.
But I think what she's asking for is a refund, right?
Yeah. Well, we basically had not paid the bill yet.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Credit or whatever. It just
doesn't want to be charged.
Okay. All right. Can I have a motion to issue a credit for the February meeting?
Second.
Well, it's not a credit if she didn't pay. So it's just a matter of...
It's a credit on the account.
So it just removes
as a zero to due balance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, is that okay, Chuck?
Yeah, as long as it's not going as a credit.
The money back, no.
It's a credit that we're applying. It doesn't give them a credit. Right, okay?
It's a credit check because currently their account says that $27 is due. So if we credit them, that $27 is zero.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, all those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 You muted Leo again.
Okay, yeah, I have not.
Thumbs up. You get he voted.
Yeah, no, Leo's, you need a different IT guy. Okay. All right. All those opposed? All right, the motion carries. All right, thank you, Vicki.
Thank you.
Okay. Item 15, adding soil removal powers. This is something I added on here. I would like the CSD to add some more powers, which means more revenue, and furthermore, I think that we can do a better job of it. Last winter, for example, and this means that we would be able to actually take over the county's job of snow removal in town. Not the highway, that's Caltrans. It would just be for snow removal in the town. And so that the steps would be that we would explore this. We would have a study done. If it does cost money, I will find out how much money it would cost and maybe get that donated to cover that. But the idea would be that we need a study. If we all agree, then we send it off to LASO, then they analyze it. That's the way it works.
Who does the study, Wes?
We have a consultant do the study.
I'm sorry?
We have a consultant do the study. Right? So a consultant is hired and they actually analyze it, much like any of the other powers that we have right now, like street lighting or parks and rec. That all had to be figured out before the PSD was even formed. So it would be similar to that process.
How would that be funded?
I don't know how much it's going to cost. So I would keep throwing some money for that. I would keep, maybe from one town or somebody like that has along with the CSD. It's just an expansion of the CSD's house.
So I have a question. I'm sorry, go ahead, Natalie.
I was going to ask Wes, and once the feasibility study is done for this and it's vetted by LASO, then the community has to vote on it in an election. Is that correct?
No, that's not the case.
Okay.
The five of us would vote on it.
Right.
Okay. So two things. Would part of the feasibility study be kind of polling the town to see if it's something that they would support?
Well, we are elected, so we could do that if we wanted to, if that's what the board wanted to do. But we are elected in a republic, so we don't have to do that with a public, but it doesn't mean that we can.
But it would be separate from the feasibility
study. Yeah, separate from the feasibility study. That we would explore this and that we would help everybody. We get different equipment, we have the yard, we would be able to offer these things. One thing I would like to do is right now, LA County does their own storm move on their side. And
yep.
Their own storm move on this side, and they don't even cover some of the streets. They don't cover Robin. They don't cover Acorn. They don't cover some of the streets that they don't, that have a good go to.
The private land.
Yeah.
One more question, Wes. So I think what's most frustrating, since I've lived here, is that when the snow level drops, we don't get plows for a long time because all the plows are down. Yeah. So exactly. Would this theoretically address that issue?
It would.
Okay.
And what I am proposing is we could make a deal, the CSC could make a deal with LA County and say, look, we'll do your side. We'll do your side and just give us that land you have up there, give us your equipment, and we'll do it. You see?
Yeah.
You don't have to give us any money. That's got to be confident. Got it. But I don't know. I just want to explore it and see how the math works. If we explore this thing and the math doesn't work, then forget it.
Yeah.
But But maybe it's a, I don't even know how much money it is. I don't even know, like, that's where the feasibility study would come in.
Okay.
You know, what are these guys spending to share all this stuff? It's like a lot of the other things we discovered about the county, they're probably way overpaying, right? And then we would get that money, and then we could do a much better job.
And it stays local.
We hire local people, you know, they're much more attentive. You don't have to wait 3 days to get your street plowed. I would like to explore it.
I agree.
I
like the idea. Thank you, Wes.
Yeah.
Jeff?
Well, I don't have a problem exploring it. I just think that whoever you get to do the feasibility study, there's a lot of different aspects to it when you get into employee pay, worker comp,
yep.
where are you gonna have the equipment done, who's gonna do the equipment, as far as maintaining, do we set up stuff to repair, you know, driveways and other things when they do their snow removal and they rip up your property?
Because the county does that so well now.
Yeah. I'm not saying they're great, but, you know, all of those things need to be put in with the feasibility study so that we're covering the cost.
Yeah.
And for sure.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, Steve, what's our next step here? I don't know where to go from here. Do we need an ad hoc to kind of do some of this stuff first, the three package boards, then move on from there?
You could do that. I think the first step would be to, obviously, as you indicated, President Zuber, would be to discuss retaining, you know, a consultant to do the work and bring back professional services agreement with that person that would lay out the scope of work and what the cost would be, and then that would be brought back to the board for approval. If that's something that you want to create an ad hoc committee, you can do. If that's something that staff can do, that's fine as well. It's how you want to, what level of involvement you want two members of the board to have in bringing that material back to the board for.
I think we need an ad hoc just to kick it off, you know, just to find out just a big picture item, how much it would cost for a consultant, you know, get it in pocket. So, is there, I would like to be on the ad hoc. Is there anybody else like to be on the ad hoc with me on this?
Sure, I'll be.
You'll be on that with me, Leo?
Sure.
You're not even in town.
I know that.
You're the one at the beach, Wes.
That's true. Okay.
You've been at the beach for months, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Really like it. Okay. Okay, Leo, if you and I then we'll kick that off. I would like to have some public comments on this, if anybody, there's any, like any item. Oh, wait a minute. There's one. Sandy, okay.
Hi, the only thing I ever heard about this was that people that, in town that would do snow removal for local, a contractor that's got a tractor to come. The biggest problem was property damage.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a big part of your exploration. Took out my petunia bed, or you took out, you know, you've been in my car, or blah, 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 blah. But that's more on the property. So that's the only thing.
Yeah, and by the way, the kind of equipment you use and all that, I mean, we got these nice new streets, all asphalt is really nice, and it just makes me cringe about this shit. Those guys from the county, they really, man, they don't fit, and they just put stuff up, and I don't want them ripping up our streets.
Yes. Everybody says now that we're going to be going into a solar remission, where we're going to go into a mini ice age, blah, 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 you know, help, which you believe, but it's not going to be global warming. It's going to be global cooling, and you might be doing a lot of snow removal all year, so.
I'm going to put all my money on that.
Yeah, there you go.
That's 100% guaranteed. Okay.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Randy.
I'd suggest a motion on the ad hoc committee.
Okay. Can I have a motion to accept Leo and I on the ad hoc committee for the snow removal study?
So moved. Second.
All right. All those in favor of the ad hoc, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? All right. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Item 14, CSD building opening, discussion of possible action. This is a recurring item, right, Lori?
Right.
I guess we're just going to go along with the county and the state on all this. I'm really getting frustrated by the whole thing because just my comments, I guess, just my off-the-cuff comments on it. I look at that COVID, that San Bernardino, I wish Susan was here because that San Bernardino website is fantastic. It's the best stats and presentation of any website I've seen on the COVID stuff. It is really good, really done well. But I look at it and I think, there's just no way we're going to hit some of those criteria. We've got to hit four of those criteria before the county can open up. It looks impossible. So I guess we're just going to go along. It's the safe way is to just go along and say we're not going to open the CSD building. I don't believe that any of this, that COVID is being spread this way at all. I'm really frustrated about it. How's the rest of the board feel about this?
I like to Zoom meetings personally.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, aside from CSD meetings, I think it's a non-issue because we established a few months ago that we do it on a per-event basis, and the only group that's come to us has been the group wanting to use the kitchen to prepare meals, and then the craft fair group with their parking lot thing. So I don't, the groups that have used it, I don't think are meeting right now and doing events, so I don't really see it as being a big issue at the moment. Lori, are we getting requests?
I think they're not asking because everyone just assumes everything is closed.
We are getting some requests here and there wanting to know what the policy is. Are we open yet? Are we not? But, you know, to be honest, I've had a family member with this virus, and I don't wish it on anybody. And I'm on the other side of the spectrum from Wes, and I think we need to do what we need to do with the state and the county.
So when the groups inquire as to what our policy is right now, do you tell them you can turn in a request? Or it's on a event-to-event basis?
We tell them they can turn in a request. But the issue is a lot of people want to rent the building itself, and there are limits to what we can do size-wise in that building with the current virus protocol.
Got it. Okay, got it.
Status quo.
It's painful, but I don't think there's anything else to do right now. I don't want to see this virus rip across our town.
Okay. Well, I don't, by the way, I don't think that will make the virus rich process.
I don't take a chance that it could. There's too many. I have a lot of students who've been sick with this. This is not,
And they got older, right?
No, I've had half a dozen students who've lost family members to this.
Well, that they lost family members, like, because I look at this stuff every day.
In Southern California, like not across the country, here. In Southern California. So it's real.
I'm not saying it's not real, but I think it is, you know, if we're really going to go by these numbers and say that if you're really going to do what Newsom says, well, it's got to fall below 8%, and what is it, 100 for 100,000 or something, and I forget what that other number is, I'm looking at the chart, or if you're looking at the positivity rate and the number of people that are getting it, well, the more testing, it's never going to go down. It doesn't look like it's going to go down for a year. So,
well, I also know what Lori's going through because my sister, who lives in Nevada, thank God, just got out of ICU. She had it for about 2-3 weeks. They put her on the hydroxychloroquine or whatever, and she was just released the other day. She's at home. She's got the medication going on and is on oxygen. And it's not a fun thing at all. And she's 62, so, and has asthma, so you never know what's going. You know, I'm 71 and got diabetes, so I'm not looking forward to going into a facility that's got more than, you know, 10 people in it, quite frankly.
But the point is, you wouldn't go, right? I mean, that's the point. We're just saying, they're saying, should we open this up to people who want to have a meeting there? And presumably these people would all know, and you wouldn't go, right? I mean, you wouldn't go to this place.
No, I mean, if we open it up and we want to do our meetings there, I'm not showing up.
Oh, That's not what it is. It's not just the meeting. No, I think we can continue to do the Zoom meeting. No, the deal is like, should we rent this out to other people who want to use the building?
Not if they can demonstrate that they can abide by all the county regulations and suggestions.
And we're also putting our employees in because who's going to sanitize them? You know, using the building, or in the past they've used the building, and they just forfeit the cleaning fee, but it's our staff that ends up having to clean it. And that puts them at risk also, Wes, that's all.
Yeah. So. Okay, all right.
I'd say keep it closed.
Okay, we'll just leave it the way it is then. Item 15, future board meeting.
Let's see, as usual.
Everybody okay with that?
Yeah.
All right. Now, you know, if the state or the county comes back and says, hey, the numbers are great, we're opening everything up, we still have the opportunity to say, okay, we're going to open the building now for the county, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I think you have that opportunity. I think one of the things that you might want to keep in mind as you're weighing this decision is you're operating right now, this very meeting is being operated based upon an executive order that has relaxed certain statutory requirements.
Right.
If you continue to have meetings like this where you're acknowledging the executive order as the basis for you to have these meetings in a way that maybe isn't 100% protective of the public participation, the statutory rights that the public has under the Brown Act, that you're going to continue to operate your meetings in this fashion, but open up the building for other purposes, I think that does create an optics problem for the board to do that, as well as kind of you're picking and choosing what parts of the executive order.
I think the whole, I think that all of this entire thing is picking and choosing, right? What businesses are essential is picking and choosing. There is no part of this that is not picking and choosing. None, including the executive order.
Well, that's an issue. That's a different issue, and that's something that to take up with the state and with the county and their regulations, but as far as your operations go, that's something that the board would have to, in my view, weigh as part of your decision-making process. Yeah.
Okay. Natalie and Leo, where are you guys on this?
Well, I think everybody knows where I'm at. I mean, they shut me down. I'm only running a third of my business.
Yeah, which I don't understand that.
I mean, in terms of the community building.
I mean, we all understand that you know, when you see half the deaths are from skilled nursing facilities, nursing homes, half the deaths, that's where the deaths are occurring. That's where they are occurring. And they continue to occur there at a pretty big rate. So why isn't that, you know, that, well, it's not from the grid room, it's from these SNFs. So why is this, this to me seems arbitrary.
So Leo, what do you think about the community building?
I think we just got to roll with it based upon what Steve was just mentioning. If the optics piece of it is a concern.
Natalie, where are you on it?
I feel similar to Wes about the situation, but also agree with what Leo just said and with Steve that maybe it's best that we just play it safe for right now.
Yeah, okay. We will. We'll just do that. Thank you, Steve.
Anytime.
All right. Sorry. Okay, so Q4 means it's September 1st, right? All right, so we're okay with that. Director's comments. Leo, do you have any other comments?
No, I don't. I just, you know, we had some volunteers or some volunteers on the village trail over the past couple of weeks. I just want to put a shout out to those guys that did some cleanup on the village trail.
That's right.
So thank you for that, and we just got to keep trucking with this virus and support all local businesses.
Okay. All right. Natalie, any comments?
No. Just thank you, everybody. Side note.
Okay. Michelle?
Yep. Just thanks to, yep, Lori for your work and what you've been doing and everybody else.
Okay. All right. Jeff?
I'd like to say I'm looking forward to Natalie and Michelle's feedback and what they hear from the community and what they propose for the grant. I'd like to get that going. And that'll be great. And make sure, Natalie, that Michelle doesn't throw it all off onto you.
She never does. She's awesome. But yes, I will definitely keep you posted when we get things organized.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Thanks for everybody that attended. And meeting is adjourned.
Thanks,
Wes.
Thank you.
Lori, I'll see you.